Our scripture lesson this morning is found in the book of 1 Corinthians, beginning with verse 12, or chapter 12, beginning with verse 1, and going through verse 21. Hear now the word of the Lord. And now, dear brothers and sisters, I will write you about the special abilities the Holy Spirit gives to each of us. For I must correct your misunderstandings about them. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know how to discern what is truly from God. No one speaking by the Spirit of God can curse Jesus. And no one is able to say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but it is the same Spirit who is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service in the church, but it is the same Lord we are serving. There are different ways God works in our lives, but it is the same God who does the work through all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, he gives the gift of special knowledge. The Spirit gives special faith to another, and to someone else, he gives the power to heal the sick. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and to another, the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to know whether it is really the Spirit of God or another spirit that is speaking. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, and another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Holy Spirit who distributes these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up only one body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we all have been baptized into Christ's body by one Spirit, and we have all received the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many parts, not just one. If the foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, does that make it any less a part of the body? Or if the ear says, I am not a part of the body because I am only an ear and not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? Suppose the whole body were an eye, then how would you hear? Or if the whole body were just one big ear, how would you smell anything? But God made our bodies with many parts, and he has put each part just where he wants it. What a strange thing a body would be if it were only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head can't say to the feet, I do not need you. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For the past several Sundays, we have talked about why do we gather? Why do we come together on Sunday morning? And one of the things, and we've talked about this for several Sundays, we've talked about we come to pray and to learn to pray. We come to grow. We come to mature in our faith. We come to worship. And we come to serve. And so this is the last Sunday that we're going to be talking about that. And we're talking about our spiritual gifts. That as a part of the 92-day, our first part of our strategic plan, the first 92 days, we wanted to do spiritual gifts inventories and teach a class. Well, we kind of got the cart before the horse when we made those goals, and now we're kind of getting the cart on the right side of the horse, and we're moving forward with that. And there will be other times where you have opportunities to take the class Serving from the Heart. And we hope that all of you will take that. It's a 6-week class. We're going to be offering it at other times, Sunday morning, Wednesday nighters, maybe even sometime during the week. So I hope that you will all take that opportunity to discover what your spiritual gift is. Because if you do not discover what your spiritual gift is, how can you best serve the kingdom if you don't know exactly where it is God has how he's put you together and what he would like for you to do. We've talked about last week that uh, that that's part of who we are, that we ought to be servants, that we are not volunteers. Volunteers get to pick and choose when and where they service or where they work. Well, it's 10 o'clock, I've got to go. A volunteer can do that. A servant sees it through. A volunteer can just, that's too hard, I don't want to do that, or that takes too much time, or it's too hot when you do that, or it's too cold, or it's too this, or it's too that, or I don't like it. And a servant doesn't get to do those things. A servant serves. A servant just gives. And we are called to be servants. I truly find it amazing. And it amazes me every day that God would choose to use us, to use me, to use you, that He wants to partner with me to change His world. And He wants to partner with you to change His world. I mean, can we really get our head around that? That God wants to partner, to come along beside, to be with us, to work with us to change His world. I don't know about you, but that's kind of hard to believe. Because, I mean, it's God. And I mean, He's God and I'm me. And those two things usually don't go together. I've had a lot of people say to me over the years, preacher, I don't see how you get up on Sundays and do what you do. I'm just not worthy to preach the word. And I'm like, well, I'm not worthy to preach the word. But this is what I've been called to do. So we're all been called to do something different. And Paul in Corinthians talks about that. Now I want to tell you a little something about Corinth. Corinth was a bad place. The city of Corinth was a bad place. It was a port city. There were all kinds of cultural, kind of melting pot stuff going on there. And I mean, all these people from different places, different cultures, different religions. I mean, it was a corrupt place. And Paul goes there and starts a church. I mean, talk about, he just started a church in the middle of a mess. It was actually such a bad place that around the Mediterranean basin and in Greece, that if you wanted to use a derogatory statement towards a woman, you just called her a Corinthian girl. And that was a very derogatory remark. So it just had that reputation of being a bad, bad place. And so Paul has started this church. And it was growing, and people were, getting saved, and people were growing and maturing in their faith, and they were using their gifts, but they kind of got carried away in the use of their gifts. And so Paul says here, he said, I want you to understand what's going on. I want you to understand what these spiritual gifts are about. And what the deal is. Because you don't really seem to be understanding what the deal is about this. And Paul says that there are different kinds of gifts, but one Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but one Spirit, one Lord. Gifts are things, I believe, that God bestows upon us. A gift is a gift, It's something somebody gives you. You don't do anything to deserve it. You don't pay it back. A gift is a gift is a gift, It's given for us to use. But he also says there are different kinds of services. But it's the same Spirit. I believe that those are just kind of your natural gifts and talents. What is it that you're naturally gifted at? That maybe that you need to improve upon, that you need to build upon, that you need to develop. I think spiritual gifts in some ways are not things that we can necessarily, we don't pick and choose, but I think we can develop them. But our service is just something that we just naturally do. I mean, there are some people who can sing, You know, I'm so thankful for Pat that can, you know, sing a beautiful solo, or Dan that sings a solo. I can sing in a group, but I'm not going to sing a solo. I'm just not going to do it because I just don't think that's my thing, you know. I'd love to be able to sing like George Beverly Shea, but you know what? I can't. And I know that, and I know enough not to think that I can. Now, there are some things I can do, and those are the things that I ought to do. But there are different kinds of gifts. Paul says there's apostles, there's prophets, there's teachers, there's people who work miracles, there are people who have the gift of healing, of helps, of leadership, of tongues, of interpretation, of wisdom, faith, counsel. And I think the list goes on and on and on and on. I do not think that what the New Testament lists as the gifts of the Spirit are all that there are. Now, those, I think that probably those are the major ones and the major gifts, but I don't think that it's all there are. I think that there are some times that God gives us things in a situation that we may, something, a gift in that one specific time, and we may not ever receive it again, but it was called for at that one spot, and it happened. But I also think that there are spiritual gifts that he gives to us that keep going. I also think that there are spiritual gifts that we are given in our lives that change over time. Because, you know what, my spiritual gift may be at 30 or 40 or 50 may be very different than what it is when I'm 75 or 80. And I think that it changes. And sometimes people say, well, there's nothing I can do now. Well, there's no retirement plan for servanthood in the church. You know, there's all something to do. Now, I think that we don't need to do everything. And we don't always need to do or have to do what we did, you know, 30 years ago. But God has given everyone a gift. In the spiritual gifts inventory, I think that it says that, you know, to find the top two or three gifts. And that's probably the areas within which that you're going to best operate from. You're going to best serve from those positions. There are some things that you know that we're just not good at, and some things that others are. As Kent said, he's a really good organizer, and you know, and he can get a task, and he can put together A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, and a very linear thinker. You know, I am not a linear thinker. I'm on this side and on that side and on the other side, and I just bounce around like a rubber room. But that's how I'm wired, and that's okay. And as much as sometimes people who are, you know, A, B, C, D, and E drive me nuts, you know, I drive them nuts. So, you know, we're even, kind of thing. But we're all different. And I thank God for people who have those gifts. But just think that if every one of us had that gift, most of us wouldn't be necessary, would we? Or we'd drive each other mad and just go somewhere else. God has gifted each of us in ways to help each other, to help the church. Everyone has a gift, and it's a free gift to you, and it's a free gift to me. I think, and I believe this with all my heart, every single person in this room has a spiritual gift. And if you are not using your gift, then everybody in this church suffers. And we are less of a church because of it. And I also believe with all my heart that if the church is using their gifts and we're clicking on all the right cylinders, you won't be able to stop the church. It will just go and go and go. Discipleship will not be a problem. Evangelism will not be a problem. None of those things will be a problem when we are clicking on all of our cylinders and everybody is using their spiritual gift. We're all responsible. I'm not responsible for you using your spiritual gift. You are. And if you do not use the gift that God has given you, then you have to answer for that. And we don't like to think about that, but that's the truth. You cannot read the scripture and get around that. We are all responsible for what God has given us. And each of our gifts is important. Whether, you know, it's serving people, whether it's giving good advice, whether it's mentoring people, whether it's leadership, whether it's teaching, whether it's helping people, it doesn't matter. They're all important. They're all equally important. Because we are one body. And each part is important. And when one part doesn't function right, the whole body suffers. You know, I'll be 47 my next birthday. And I'm beginning to find out that parts of my body don't work the way they're supposed to. And it hurts the rest of my body. You know? And one of the things that aggravates me the most is I have arthritis in my big toe. And that's really a pain, you know? And it affects everything else in some way. I mean, you know, it may not affect how well I hear or don't hear, but I just don't feel good. And, and it's just painful. So, you know, when one part of our body, when one part of the body is not doing what it's supposed to, or it's not functioning the way it's supposed to, it hurts the rest of the body. Now, the same thing is true. You know that when one part of the body hurts, the rest of the body should go to help it. But that's another sermon. You know, that's a different sermon. But when every part's working the way it's supposed to, man, it's amazing what the human body can do. But we have to take care of it. And you know, in all these, you know, the example goes on and on and on. Jesus did not intend for the church to be a place where you just come and you just absorb. You know, just give me, give me, give me. It was a place where we were supposed to come and we're supposed to see the living God, and then we were supposed to go and to serve each other and to serve the world. And I've got to play my part. I've got to use my gift so that the world can be changed. And one of the things that serving from the heart class, we want to help you discover your spiritual gifts and help you find ways to use those for everybody's sake and for your sake. Now, the reason we do this, the reason we serve, the reason we ought to use these spiritual gifts is because God has given us, the church, a mission. The church's mission is not to attend church, even though that's important. The church's mission is not to, you know, to put all this together so we can enjoy it. Our mission, the mission of the church in Matthew says, to go and make disciples of all the world. To go and make disciples of all the world. That is the mission of the church, is to make disciples. And so that's why he gives us gifts, is to make disciples. As Kent was talking about, you know, that's kind of our mission statement. The cross is the banner that we follow. The love of Christ is the motivation. And the Holy Spirit is the power for service. Now that's who we are. That's who we ought to be. You know, we sing the song, Lift High the Cross. The love of Christ proclaimed, to all the world adore his wonderful name. That's our mission. Our mission is not just to be here and to just, you know, boy, that was good music today and the sermon was in, and you know, and then Monday, forget about it. Your Christian faith has more to do with what happens Monday to Saturday than it does on Sunday. Jesus died and rose again to save the world. And He has called us to be His disciples. He's called us to pray. He's called us to grow and to mature in our faith. He's called us to worship, and He calls us to serve. He calls us to fulfill the Great Commission. The mission of the church is to go and make disciples of all the world. So are you using your gift? You say, well, preacher, I don't have a gift. It's okay for me just to come and do nothing. Well, no, you do have a gift. And so it's not okay for you just to come and do nothing. Everyone has a gift. And just because, you know, you may see somebody else that has this gift that you wish you had, you know, don't wish you had that person's gift. Because you may not know what kind of a burden that they bear sometimes in you having that gift. So are you using your gift? It's a free gift. It doesn't cost you anything. And the thing is that this gift that God has, it's a gift that He says, I want to partner with you. I want to use you to change other people's lives. I want to use you to help build my church. I want to use you to make a difference in people's lives. Lives that are here in this church, lives that are in this community, lives that are in this city, and lives in our country and our world. That He wants to use you. But you have got to be willing to receive the gift that He's given. Stay connected to Him in prayer, worship, and growth. And to serve Him, not as a volunteer, but as a servant of the living God. Let us pray. Almighty God, we're so very thankful for this day that we have. We're so very thankful that You have called us to Yourself. And we just ask today that You would reveal to us the gifts that You have for us. That You would show us ways to use our gifts. That those things that we are passionate about, that You would motivate us to work and to do and to serve. Help us to not be volunteers, but to be servants of the living God. We pray this in Your name. Amen.